covering the conference. Lydia, is this you?
Yes, this is.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm awesome.
And before we tell folks what you've been working on, could you please explain a little bit about yourself? I know you, but people listening don't.
I'm Lydia. I'm a junior at Cornell High School. It's by the airport, if you don't know what that is. I'm really interested in human rights and peace one day with Jeremy Gilley. I actually had the honor to interview him yesterday afternoon and talk to him. It was really awesome.
Now, who again was it that you interviewed?
Jeremy Gilley. He founded Peace One Day.
And talk a little bit about what that interview was like.
My one friend was talking to him about why he decided to make a national holiday called Peace One Day. He was saying about how whenever he was seeing the things that was going on in the world, it was really confusing for him and pretty scary, you know, too. And then he decided to make a National Peace Day where every nation has a ceasefire day. And actually, he on one of the peace days, he was able to vaccinate almost every child in Afghanistan, which is so awesome. He's done so many things for the lives of others. He's such an inspiration, honestly.
It's amazing to think that you could actually meet somebody like him and talk with him. Did you know much about him before One Young World?
Yeah, actually. That's why I was really, really looking forward to meeting him. Last year, my old history class, we talked about him a lot. We watched his video about Peace One Day. And I was just watching, I was just so amazed by how awesome he is. I was so inspired, you know, the entire time we were watching it. It really makes me feel like I can do anything and make a difference in people's lives.
That's a great feeling, and it gives you some hope, I think, even more hope for the future in terms of what can happen. What has surprised you most about One Young World so far?
The amount of people from other countries, it's, oh my gosh, it's insane. Whenever I was looking down at all the tables and stuff for lunch, I was like, there's no way there's enough that many people. And sure enough, whenever lunch came around, there was not enough seats.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? The number of people that are present, it's incredible to me, too. And I've been amazed. It makes the world seem a little smaller to me. I don't know if you felt that way also.
Oh, definitely.
Well, terrific. Now, are you working on a story today?
Yes, actually. I recorded all of Jeremy Gilley's speech. I'm going to start writing about that because he was talking about what he does to make peace one day, you know, what it is, peace one day.
Excellent. Well, Lydia, it's Ponticelle, right? Lydia Ponticelle. Of Cornell School District, and we'll be hearing more from you. You can read her stories at pghyouthmedia.org. And I think we're going to talk with Sarah Parker from Pittsburgh Obama, if she's still nearby. And anything else you'd like to say, Lydia?
From this experience, I've just learned that anyone can make a difference, and I just, you know, want to tell everyone that.
Thanks.